Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Wednesday, December 5th, 2012. Report shows that Israel have killed four Palestinians after the truce and President Abbas to go to UN resolution against Israeli settlements. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. The Palestinian Ministry of Health in the Gaza Strip reported that 191 Palestinians, including children, women and elderly, have been killed by Israeli military fire in Gaza in November, and that the number of injured Palestinians in the same month stands at 1,492. The Health Information Center of the ministry reported on Wednesday that 48 children, including 16 under the age of 5, have been killed by the Israeli missiles and shells, in addition to 12 women and 20 elderly. The center added that 1,492 Palestinians, including 533 children and 254 women and 103 elderly, have been injured by Israeli fire and shells. Furthermore, four Palestinians have been killed after the ceasefire agreement was reached and 54 have been injured. Internally, Osama Hamdan, head of the International Relations Department of the Hamas movement, stated Wednesday that Hamas will be heading to Cairo this month to participate in meeting meant to implementing the Palestinian Unity and Reconciliation Agreement, and warned Israel against continuing its violations of the ceasefire in Gaza. Hamdan added that there are talks and efforts meant at holding a meeting very soon in Cairo, adding that he expects that the meeting will be likely taking place in the coming few days in Cairo. Elsewhere, the Palestinian Authority in the West Bank, headed by President Mahmoud Abbas, decided to head to the United Nations Security Council to ask it for a resolution ordering Israel to stop all of its settlement activities in the occupied West Bank and in occupied East Jerusalem as well, especially the recently approved plan to build more than 3,000 units for Jewish settlers. On Tuesday at night, the PA held a meeting headed by Abbas and decided that it will stand firm in opposing Israel's new settlement construction plan, adding that the future of the two-state solution and the entire peace process is threatened by Israel's illegal settlement activities and its ongoing violations. Last week, Israel announced the new plan to build some 3,000 settlement units in the West Bank and Jerusalem in response to UN General Assembly vote that granted Palestinians a non-member state. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Wednesday, December 5th news roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by Hassan Kassis and me, Ghassan Bandoura.